Today is day 7 of the Immaculate Conception Novena, December 5th, 2023. The seventh Beatitude. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Matthew 5:9. What do skilled riders and seasoned runners share in common? An invincible will to finish what they started. When seasoned runners hit the wall, and when skilled riders hit the block, that is, rider's block, they can only finish what they started by taking one more step forward. The only difference is the nature of that step. Whereas the runner must keep running, the rider cannot keep riding. The skilled rider knows that finding his second wind means looking for a new source of inspiration. Now you may be asking yourself, why is Father talking about riders and runners, walls and winds, in a novena reflection about being peacemakers? Just as the struggle to write and to run successfully depends on a new wind, so also the struggle for peace. From the Christian perspective, peace is not primarily about strategies, treaties, or ceasefires. Peace is a gift of the Holy Spirit, God's rushing wind. He inspires it, He brings it, He establishes it. And today, in this seventh day of our novena, we want to ponder how he does so in the life of our Blessed Mother, not only among all women, but also among all children of God. She is the most blessed. St. Louis de Montfort writes, quote, "To Mary, his faithful spouse, God the Holy Spirit has communicated his unspeakable gifts," end quote. Among these gifts is the gift of peace. To be theologically correct, peace is one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Like the fruits of the earth, they are the natural consequence, so to speak, of the Spirit's active presence in a Christian's life. Just as the apple tree, in living an apple tree's life, naturally bears apples as its fruit, so also a Christian, who truly lives a Christian life under the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, supernaturally bears the fruits of charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. But since the Spirit himself is Christ's gift to man, what the Spirit works in men can also be called a gift. Thus, the Spirit's fruit of peace is also a gift of peace. No creature knows the splendor of this gift more than Mary. Why? Because among all of God's creation, Mary is the most conformed and most docile to the Spirit of God. She especially radiates in the Spirit's gift of peace at the Annunciation. I suggest that in our prayer time today, we contemplate the great peace that must have overshadowed Mary as she was overshadowed by the Spirit. This is a part of the Annunciation mystery that is seldomly considered, I think. So much is said and written about the conversation between Mary and the Archangel Gabriel. But what gems of grace can be found in contemplating the exchange between Mary and the Holy Spirit? The first is of words, while the second is of silence. The first touches ears, while the second penetrates the heart. And what peace must have reigned in Mary's heart! The Spirit dwells anew in her heart, and a new child dwells in her womb. There is peace because there is tranquility of order. It is the dawn of a new order, the order of grace. By her example at the Annunciation, Mary teaches us that living as peacemakers begins by making peace with God. Obedience to God's will and docility to the work of His Spirit is the itinerary of peace. When peace is made with God, that is, when we welcome His dominion over our lives through grace and virtue by following His will, then peace can be won in every other relationship. Here as well, the old maxim applies, put first things first. We see this in Mary's life throughout salvation history. At peace in God's grace, Mary seeks to communicate this peace to others. In this way, Mary's universal maternity is patterned on God's paternity. It is in the order of grace. Full of grace, she wills to share the life of grace, and consequently the life of peace, with all men and women making them children of God. This is Mary's task. This is Mary's preoccupation, and this is Mary's joy, to beget children of God. And this is one of the main reasons why she is a perfect model for the church. The primordial task, the mission of the church, is the beginning of men and women into the life of grace. The Lord could not have been more direct about this when he commissioned his apostles. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. The church fathers were among the earliest theologians to recognize this Mary church typology. Many of them, like St. Leo the Great, saw a resemblance between Mary's womb and the baptismal font. Quote, "In the sacrament of rebirth, we are united to Christ's spiritual birth, since for every man who is reborn, the water of baptism is a little what was the Virgin's womb, in the sense that the same Spirit who filled the Virgin filled the waters of the font. The sin that was abolished there by the Holy Conception is abolished here by the mystic washing." End quote. And just as the care of a good mother does not stop at childbirth, but carries on in the nourishing and strengthening of her child, so also the Church takes care to nourish and strengthen God's children in the life of grace through the sacraments. This begets the question, could the general lack of peace around us today have its root in a lack of grace drawn from the sacramental life? Could the lack of peace among the members of the body of Christ be rooted in a forgotten purpose and true sense of mission? On a more spiritual note, in contemplating Mary at Nazareth, radiant in the peace and joy of being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and bearing in her womb the Son of God, we can reflect upon ourselves and ask, what does Mary's experience of peace at Nazareth teach me? Does it call me to reorder my life back to God? Does it inspire me to seek a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is not only the Lord and giver of life, but also the giver of peace? When do I most often lose my peace, and why? What can I learn from Mary's example in this regard? Is there a relationship in my life that lacks peace? How is God calling me to follow Mary's example and be a peacemaker in this relationship? And now for our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary did prepare a worthy dwelling place for your Son, we beseech you, that as by the foreseen death of this your Son, you did preserve her from all stain, so too you would permit us, purified through her intercession, to come unto you. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Seize the day and make it all hers.